the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do that.
Number five.
So the Trump administration announced new regulations that are aimed at stemming legal immigrants from coming to the United States from poor countries. The new rule would include a prohibition for people who will require even short-term reliance on financial assistance once they get to the United States. And here's Ken Cuccinelli, new spokesperson for the administration. You might remember him from his work on CNN as a pundit, because he auditioned on CNN and then he got the job at the White House. Which is kind of the opposite of the way it used to be. Yes. He says that this will ensure that the people coming to the United States, you know, are going to be self-sufficient.
Why shouldn't the Latino community feel targeted by this?
Well, first of all, this is a 140-year-old legal structure. We're dealing with the most recent iteration of it, but this is not new. This was the same question might have been asked when my Italian immigrants were coming, immigrant ancestors were coming, and all through that 140 years. So we're not doing anything new here. We're simply making effective what Congress had already put on the books. So there's no reason for any particular group to feel like this is targeting them.
Yeah, well.
Except there is a group that feels that they're being targeted.
And there's also a, okay, wait, there's more.
This will apply to more Latinos than any other, likely more Latinos?
Well, if we had been having this conversation 100 years ago, it would have applied to more Italians. It would have, you know, we can go, well, that's just fine. I think that the divisiveness may be more rhetorical, and I hope that you all in your role will help cure that with some of how you report it.
In other words, what we need you to do.
This is what you need to say.
You need to report this as very positive for these people. It saves them the trip of getting here. Okay. All right.
Just read the press release and report that.
Yep.
What we want you to do.
Yep. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Anthony Scaramucci appears to have gotten off the Trump train.
Oh, boy. Did he ever.
He says the Republicans might need to replace Donald Trump on the ticket.
Well, I'm calling for it to be considered. Yes, I think you have to consider a change at the top of the ticket when someone is acting like this. When someone is that lacks intellectual curiosity to take ideas from friends.
See, I think that's where he lost a little bit of his credibility. Because then it's like the... That does play into the president's narrative, is that he's mad because I'm not taking his phone calls.
Yeah, that's what the president tweeted out. I'm not taking his phone calls, and he just wants to be on TV. He wants a job in the administration, and he's not going to get it ever.
Mooch will be on the show on Thursday, by the way.
And I bet the Twitter war will continue. It's like gone into the full day, and he's now making appearances. I'm sure the president will respond to those. And
well,
here we go.
I think there are a lot of Republicans. I think the call that Anthony Scaramucci is making here is to the Republicans that he hangs out with and on Long Island and in the Hamptons and, you know, around the country when he's at, you know, he's in Aspen. You know, he wants, these are people who need America to be a successful enterprise and not at war with itself. But they also want the government to stay out of their business. And though they like the fact that this president is very much a deregulator, and he'll do it with the stroke of a pen, the way that Barack Obama regulated with the stroke of a pen, the president's undoing all of those things and making it easier and less costly, let's say, for businesses to operate the way that they want to operate, whether it's good necessarily for the environment or other issues. And business people like that. And they go, well, we'll try to be as responsible as possible. May not always be perfect, but we're going to try. That's the big corporations will say that. The smaller guys, maybe not so much. But He what you have with the president, though, is something that those kinds of business people and those kinds of Republicans, and there's a lot of them in the suburbs and cities of the United States. That's where the president isn't particularly popular in those households. He's very particular. He's very popular in rural America and ex-urban America, but in suburban and urban America, not so much, right? You just watch that demographic bubble change. What Scaramucci is trying to say, though, is that this guy is now gone completely off the rails because of the race issue.
One thing that I find reprehensible, and the president continues to do this, and I think what will end up happening is sound and reasonably minded men and women in the Republican Party will say, wait a minute, we can't do this. He is giving people a license to hate, to provide a source of anger, to go after each other. And he does it on his Twitter account. So let's just stop for a second and think about this.
But how has that changed from when he actually represented the president's thoughts as a communication director for 11 days? And then after that, when he still defended him? I mean, this is what's changed that he actually went after him specifically. He doesn't like it. What's changed?
I don't know. I don't know. What? Well, he says he's not going to support him.
I'm now neutral on the president.
You are no longer an active supporter of President Trump in his reelection bid.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious from over the weekend. I mean, the guy's actually dissembling a little bit, and he's sounding more and more nonsensical. And, you know, we're sort of anesthetized to it, and people inside are watching, oh, yeah, that's just President Trump. Just let him act like that. But, you know, you're fracturing the institutions and all of the things that the country stands for.
Okay.
Yeah. He's basically saying that the short-term economic gain he was on board for, but now the divisiveness has reached a boiling point for him.
All right.
Hey, Ro, can I jump in real quick?
Yes.
The White Sox-Astros games tonight have been postponed due to the inclement weather. Game will be made up tomorrow as part of a straight doubleheader beginning at 3:40, and the second game will start 30 to 40 minutes after that.
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Aren't we on tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
We are, Ro.
How is that going to work?
Sounds like there might be some adjustments made for us tomorrow.
Okay.
Straight doubleheader tomorrow. White Sox-Astros postponed tonight. Thanks a lot, Rain.
Yeah.
He's down on the phone.
Don would not like this.
All right. All right. Okay.
Okay.
We'll get to your 3-year tune in one. But first, let's check in now with Kim. What's happening at the bottom of the hour?
Chicago police and the FBI investigating shots fired outside a VA hospital on the west side today.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN-TV. Put your poncho away, Ro. You're not going to the game tonight.
You know, I'm deeply troubled. Deeply troubled. What kind of a god would do this? But imagine right now, you know, the rain is coming down, and I'm working in this beautiful air-conditioned studio,
right,
going home to my beautiful air-conditioned house with not a leaky roof, and I'm complaining about not going to a baseball game. It's good to be an American, I suppose.
It really is.
Stop and you think about it. All right, let's move along here. Well, we got it. There's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow, but we'll be on the World Wide Web tomorrow while this show.
We will.
If you're not interested in following what the Sox are doing, but following what we do, especially when we're on the web. And I'll explain why that show might be different coming up in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give us more details about your California trip on the web tomorrow.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Details I can't share with you on the radio part. But yes, that'll be happening tomorrow at WGNradio.com and all the other places you can find us on the web.
Number 3.
Controversial soon-to-be-released movie trashed by the president on Twitter has been canceled entirely. Universal Studios has pulled The Hunt, which is starring Hilary Swank and billed as a satirical horror story. It's the story of liberal elitists gleefully tracking and killing Trump-supporting deplorables.
Your idea is incredible.
I can't argue with that. We pay for everything, so this country belongs to us.
It's just business. Hunting human beings for sport.
They're not human beings.
Where'd they get you from?
Wyoming. Mississippi.
Orlando.
So it's true.
We're being hunted.
to know who the hell thought this was a good idea in the first place.
I don't know. I mean, some in like the movie industry are saying, well, it's because of the times and the El Paso and Dayton thing. This is bad timing. I don't know what would be good timing for this movie.
This is like a plot to American Horror Story. Actually, I think they had something kind of similar already.
Gee.
It's messed up.
It is.
It's very messed up.
Well, it's almost like Vladimir Putin produced this movie.
Right?
It's like, you know, I have to tell you what, Vlad. Wait, I'm Vlad. What is your name? Sergey, let me tell you, we got a good idea. What we're going to do, make an American movie. Hire a producer in America, make a movie of killing Trump support that drive him crazy.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, this is not what America needs right now. And why is Hilary Swank involved in this? Didn't she win an Oscar or something?
Yes. I didn't realize it had that kind of a cast. It's like a major motion picture.
I mean, a satire. Like, I guess I would have to see it, but just, you know, but the problem is the elevator pitch for it is really bad. So you got to find a way to have a different kind of an elevator pitch, if you know what I mean. Because this, again, really bad idea. All right. I'm moving along.
Please.
Yep. Nothing to see here.
Number two.
Chicago police have opened an internal investigation into what they say was an unauthorized use of official vehicles. As Hulk Hogan got a ride at O'Hare on the tarmac from a police officer. Now, the problem was that Hogan posted a Facebook Live video.
Oh, gee.
Right?
That doesn't help. You can't really say, well, it didn't happen.
Sitting in the front seat of the patrol car, driven by a uniformed officer as he left O'Hare.
Can you see the uniformed officer?
And in the back seat was Jimmy, the Mouth of the South Hart, by the way.
Oh, we got the live. Here we go.
My Uber's got a siren.
Oh, we love Chicago PD.
Yes, sir. Chicago PD for life.
For life.
Well, watch that. Ooh. Watch that truck.
Protect and serve.
We're coming in hot, man. It's just not normal driving around without a siren.
We need to get one of those.
You get the most trouble.
Don't get trouble doing this.
Oh, no.
Siren off.
Don't get trouble doing this. I'm putting you on Facebook Live. Oh,
wait,
my
what
God.
What happened? He actually does shoot the officer. I just saw it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he managed to get a brother in there.
That's right, brother. Thank you, brother.
We are in the process of revoking credentials for the officer to operate a vehicle on airport grounds.
Sorry, brother. Was it necessary to put that on Facebook Live, brother? Jimmy, what do you think, brother? Should we do this?
Should we Facebook Live it?
I love Chicago PD. Chicago PD for life. Thanks for the ride, brother. Shut up. Oh, man.
What fun is it to drive around O'Hare, anyway? Am I missing the thrill part of that?
Well, it's getting him off. It's getting him out and away.
Oh, he was being transported out, like whisked out of there.
Yes,
okay.
Out the tarmac. You know, came down instead of going through the little tunnel. You go down the stairs, you get into a car that's waiting for you. This happens all the time at O'Hare with executives and VIPs and stuff like that. They can be driven, you know, the airlines can set you up to be driven directly to your flight if you're a big enough, you know, muckety muck.
And is Hulk Hogan a big enough muckety muck?
Well, apparently he was now, but the police generally don't, you know, that's the police, that's a different situation. There are other authorized vehicles that the airlines own. They got like these, United's got this fancy Mercedes SUV that they go out and they pick up, you know, important folks with. But this is Chicago police. A little different situation.
And a wrestling guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he is a legend.
Listen, we have 48 people shot this weekend. Uh-huh. We got bigger problems than Hulk Hogan. Brother, thanks for the ride, brother. Being driven around the tarmac.
Yes, we do.
And finally.
Number one.
Voter in Iowa refused to tell MSNBC reporter Vaughn Hilliard who he is supporting for president in 2020. Hilliard staked out the Iowa State Fair's Castor Colonel poll station. Oh, dear God. As fairgoers were dropping kernels of corn into containers in a mock vote, things didn't quite go as planned.
You put in your corn kernel?
Yes.
Who did you put it in for?
Guess. Huh? I'm white, old. They call me all kinds of names.
And so
who do you think I would vote for? Come on. You're smarter
than
that.
I'll let you fill in the blank.
Yeah. No, I don't have to fill in the blank. Everybody knows. Oh. We're the bad people.
What do they call you?
I'm a racist. I went to school. I shared my dorm with a colored guy. I have nothing against him. I grew up in the East.
Oh, boy. Now, there's a movie about hunting that guy. That's the problem that Universal just pulled. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You see, yeah, I mean, this. I'm. This is why Thanksgiving, this could be the worst Thanksgiving
really
of
will.
All.
It really will.
At least next year, the election will be over by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's not a racist. He loves all colored people. Oh, my God. Close this thing up.
Please.
The top five at five.
Kim's News brought to you by Cars for Kids.